Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Welcome back to Hawk and Crowder. Appel in for Hawk again today as he gallivants across the pond in England. Crowder's here, Solana's here, and we are now joined by Will Manso, sports anchor and reporter for Local 10 in Miami. We'll be on FanDuel Sports Network Sun tonight for the Heat and the Knicks, and he joins us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, toyotaofhollywood.com. Will, thanks for taking the time today.
My pleasure, man. Getting ready for the game tonight. Wondering whether I should shave or if I should not shave until the Heat win a game. Or I'm trying to figure out how I can change this to make something work.
Well, how long have you gone without shaving during the streak? Have you shaved during the losing streak?
No, I have. And then today I thought to myself, well, maybe I will start now not shaving and they'll get a win. But then I'm thinking I'm going to look like Forrest Gump in a couple of weeks if they don't get a win soon. So I'm like, I'm trying to figure out what way to go here. I think all of us know, I know that fans differ on tanking and losing and winning and playoffs and not. It's just, they need a win, man. They just something positive to happen because it's been a rough week and a half.
Will, I don't know if you're joking or not, but I'll tell you what I did after the loss on Friday night to the Celtics. So normally I leave the stadium, you know, from the
Watson arena.
From the arena. Okay, thank you, Pell. From the Watson lot, great contribution there. And I go down 6th Street, and then I make a right towards, like, Space, and I get on 395, and then I get on to 836, like, right around that area. The other day, okay. I said, all right, I got to change. So, like, something has to be done, right? Like,
Wait, did you go to Space? Did you at least go to Space?
Yeah.
Maybe this is what I need?
So I did. No, I did not go after hours to Space. But I took US-1 all the way home, all the way down to West Kendall. Like, I'm just trying something new. Like, I don't know if you're actually being serious about shaving or not, but we have to do our part at this point, right?
I think all fans do. And again, I know that fans differ in opinions. I did the same. I left the FanDuel studio the other night after the game, and I didn't feel like driving on 95. I just wanted a relaxing drive. So I rolled the windows down and I drove down. I live on Miami Beach, so I took A1A all the way down from Fort Lauderdale to Miami Beach. And I just said, I'm going down just relaxing and just trying to get my mind, because it's frustrating to watch this team lose and lose in the same fashion. And now they're starting to lose in blowouts. I mean, it's not pretty right now.
How has it gotten to this point? Obviously, the whole Jimmy Butler saga, you figured, all right, the Heat finally get past that. They can breathe a little more, and they don't have that cloud kind of hanging over them. How has it gotten to this point?
I think it's fair, and it's a good question, because I don't think it can be denied by anyone, whether you appreciate what the team has done the last few years with Jimmy and whatever you think the side you picked on the Butler Heat situation, that Jimmy's situation kind of sabotaged the season. I mean, Jimmy's situation hung over this dark cloud of uncertainty that is no doubt part of the ups and downs of this year. But I think at the same point, you could separate that and say, post-Jimmy, what has happened has nothing to do with Jimmy. They just don't have a closer. And Jimmy in his perfect form when he was himself the last few years was the ultimate closer, got to the free throw line, hit big shots, attacked. He wasn't that this year. So the Heat, that it's a big reason why they've struggled all year long, is they haven't been able to finish games. It's not just post Jimmy, but what's happened post Jimmy now, it's almost like this, inability to hit a shot, to run a functional offense, to make a stop. Like, it's a combination of things, as opposed to before where it was just like close, but they're not getting there. Now they're not doing anything right in fourth quarters. So they have kind of had this gaping hole post Jimmy that they just don't have anyone right now that's able, capable in the process right now of being able to just finish a game.
And Will, to that, I'm glad you put a name on it, because we talked about it earlier in the show where, like, even that Celtics game, like, that's what frustrated me, because we brought them down. It's 88, 85, whatever the numbers were. Like, you were playing with them. You drug them into the mud, all the Spoisms we can use. And then that fourth quarter, I think they got outscored, what, like 25 to 12 or something. It's crazy. Like, who can that be? Because, like, Tyler can score. Tyler's going to be the top scorer. It, you know, healthy in most nights, but like, why can't, what does that closer look like, and why can't we figure out a way to do that?
It's a good question. You know, I think if I'm not mistaken, in that game, Bam only took a shot in the fourth, you know, and again, these are things that they have to work their way through. Now, I think it's fair to say that when you're in a core for 5-6 years where you have that guy, that go-to guy in those moments, and then in a flash he's gone, yes, there's going to be a period of, okay, adjustment, a period of how do we do this. But I think the Heat, in particular Bam and Tyler, and Spo's talking about this from a leadership on and off the court, I think they've done enough in their career, proven enough as all-stars, as Olympic champs in Bam's case, all the things that they've done, that they can kind of take that baton and go with it, and it just hasn't happened. And why, I think part of it is maybe the nucleus around them. I mean, it's easy to pin it on Bam and Tyler because there's a leader. Bam's the captain. Tyler was just an all-star. But nothing around them is working. You know, Terry Rozier, the trade just hasn't panned out. It's okay to say it hasn't panned out. You guys remember back in the beginning of the year, and I know you do, Solana, but I think Channing and Josh, you guys remember this as well. The conversations were, okay, now we've got another season with Jimmy and Bam and Kyle and Terry. Like, he was like the fourth piece, and that fourth piece hasn't done much this year. And that's frustrating. That's difficult. And that's a guy that you anticipated in big moments was going to give you shots, and it hasn't happened. So, Jay, I guess it's a combination of things. Right now, no one is able to kind of take it and go. And because of it, they're losing games. And it's not just good teams like the Celtics. It's bad teams, too. I mean, they're losing to everyone right now.
Will, is the more concerning part, because I'm with you, right, in terms of Hero and Bam. And even a couple days ago, Tyler Hero, I think it was after the Clippers loss, said, hey, this is on us. We're the two best players. We're the leaders. Bam's the captain. Like, we have to be 100% able to be better. And it kind of sounds like that's what you're saying as well there, but by not pinning the blame solely on them, which I'm in agreement with you. But how concerning is it, big picture, is 15 games remaining in the regular season? Prior to the Jimmy trade, we were all kind of talking about, you know, the young assets on this team. Nikola Jokic, Jaime Jaquez Jr., Kalel Ware, when he finally got his opportunity to play. And as we're approaching, you know, these final 15 games and the end of the regular season, the inevitable end of the regular season and season, like, those young assets don't necessarily, you know, they've regressed a little bit. Like, Kalel Ware, it's kind of a big question mark. Like, what his ceiling is going to be now, playing alongside Bam Adebayo. Jaime Jaquez Jr. has regressed. And I know Nico's injured, but there wasn't exactly like this huge leap. And Nico wasn't a great starter this season either. So, like, how concerning is that going into the offseason, where, like, the young guys you felt like you were going to build around moving forward, big question mark right now.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatment to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, I think, look, the easiest way I can put it is they're at a crossroads. They're at a crossroads, and I guess this is what happens when you have a nucleus, and at that, a championship-level nucleus, because I know people are going to say, oh, they don't want a championship. They got to two NBA Finals. Like, when people say to me, I've had people in the last week say to me, like, this team stinks, they're terrible, their core sucks, they're going nowhere, all these things. And I said, look, guys, I can meet you in the middle. Like, there is some frustration going on, but this team was in the NBA Finals 21 months ago. And now they've moved on past Jimmy, and there's still some of that core left that I think you could build around. But they are at a crossroads of how they get there and what assets stay and what assets go. You cannot get without giving. They can't just go out. This isn't like willy-nilly free agency. You go out, you sign big players. This isn't like the NFL where if the Dolphins wanted to trade Tyreek Hill right now for two draft picks, they could do it. I mean, that's not the way the NBA works. You have to match salaries. You have to match as far as the cap and the tax and all the things that go along with the apron and all these terms that you hear that maybe as fans and media, we don't really understand every aspect of it. But as a team, that's the only way you could build. So the easiest way to put it is they're at a crossroads. Like, who is going to stay? I honestly do not have the answer. I don't know if anyone's untouchable. Like, Bam is the closest thing. I guess Tyler's right there. But again, you have to give to receive, and where Pat and Andy and the whole staff, Adam Simon, how they're going to figure things out in the offseason is a big question mark, because I don't think they could just, you know, we always hear the term run it back. I don't think they could just, after what's happened and then moving on from Jimmy, just go with the run it back theory and think it's going to get better.
Will, I know we've talked about this before. Hawk, I asked you this a couple times. As the Warriors are 13-2 with Jimmy and seeing what him and Steph can do together, I'm getting pissed. Because I saw Jimmy stand in the corner. Is your opinion changing at all? Because Jimmy, his success, the Warriors' success, it's upsetting me. I'm not going to lie.
You know why it doesn't bother me, Channing? And I understand why it would to some fans. I really don't get into the – like, I've seen the stats. People send me tweets about Jimmy and messages about Jimmy, and people ask me about Jimmy. And I'm like, look, I'm good for Jimmy. Like, he got his contract. But Jimmy, I think if anything, what's been proven in Golden State is that Jimmy's no longer an A. Jimmy can be an A in spurts, and the Heat needed to be an A, but he really isn't in that position to be the A. The A is Steph. Jimmy's a great, like, 1B, right? And that's a great thing to have, and you need on a championship-caliber team. Like, but Jimmy was never going to have Steph Curry in Miami, so Jimmy was never going to be the player that, you know, you look at his Golden State stats, and I did recently, he's playing well. He's playing like Jimmy. Well, you know, he's getting you anywhere from 15 to 18 points in the 6 assists and 5 rebounds, 6 rebounds. I mean, they're not absurd numbers, but he's getting to the free throw line. He's attacking. He's being efficient for the most part. I mean, he's being Jimmy Butler. I don't think anything's really changed from that aspect. The aspect that's changed is he doesn't have to be the alpha, which here they needed him. And Channing, as you said, here he didn't want to be the alpha. He was standing in the corner. He was pouting. He had no joy. Like, it doesn't bother me, because I know whatever Jimmy you get in Golden State, you were never going to get again in Miami.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.